We are learning with Sechtes Yivam and Staf Lamadal Domabez, and we are beginning the two dots on Lamadal and Aleph, five, 6 lines from the bottom of two dots. It said in our Mishnah that when there was a mistake here and the two people switched wives by mistake, what we do is we mafrish and moisha three chadashim. We don't let them get married for another 3 months now. We don't let them go back to their real wife for 3 months. Why? Because we worry maybe they got pregnant from that Bia Asura. And then that kid's a mamzer, and we're not going to know where the kid came from, the correct marriage or the marriage that was nus. Therefore, we do something called avchama. We separate for 3 months. In 3 months, you can tell if someone's more embarrassed, if someone's pregnant. And therefore, you wait 3 months, and if 3 months no one's pregnant, you let them get married further. Or if they are pregnant, we know it came from the first marriage, from the marriage that was nus, and there's a mamzer coming here. So therefore, you wait for 3 months. Got that? You wait for 3 months. Zok the Gemara, fake the Gemara Kasha. Va'ein isha misaberes birushoina. Chazal knew that an isha cannot be misaber from the first bia. From the first bia, it can't be misaber. There are still a basula, and they cannot be misaber from the first bia. So therefore, how is it possible that they should have a shayla of mams over here? You don't have to have mafreshem. They only have one bia. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Ravua shabal v'shonu. The case was they had bia twice before they realized the mistake. And therefore, it is possible to be pregnant, and therefore, they have to be mafresh them. Great thing, Mara Kasha, Velo, Ton Rav Chia, we learned Rav Chia on yesterday's blat. Hare Ken Tazayin Chatos, that there's 16 Chatois. Why 16 Chatois? Because there's four for each. There's Eshes Ach, Eshesha, Eshes Ish, and Ida, for each person. The man, lady, altogether 16. And the problem is, like Rashi explains the Kasha, that we're going here according to Rav Eliezer, if you want Tarsi Gemara before. Rav Eliezer's sheet is, if you the first Gemara before, you say we're going to Rav Eliezer, who holds Tavda Mitzvah is Chayiv, so we're going to Rav Eliezer. But let's see if someone else is, that even if Behel Mechad, one mistake, you do two Asurim, you Chayiv two Chatayis for that. So here, if you're Balu Vashanu, you should Chayiv altogether 32 Chatayis. Because each person is Chayiv two Chatas for each Issa, because it's Balu Vashanu, you do two Bias. So you Chayiv two Feishach, two Fachayzisha, altogether 32. If we go in case of Balu Vashanu, Tlosam Atarat and Havayin is 32 Chatayis, break the Gemara back. If you go according to Rabbi Eliezer, Latamech, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayiv, I'll call Koyach Vekoyach Tuva Avim. Rabbi Eliezer holds even in one Bia, it's possible to be Chayiv for more than one Chatos. Because he holds on every Koyach, every Tenua, even in the same Bia you Chayiv for. Like the example is, the Rashi gives is, the Loch is, if someone was being Meshamish Im HaTahira, and she says in the Tmesi, and he was pirish miyad, he came out miyad, he's chayiv, because yitziyasa is hana, just like biyasa. So you see, all parts of it, there's hana, and he can be chayiv, just if one maisa twice. So obviously, when we say 16, we just mean, elamai we mean, elam the kayach rishik we're talking about the first kayach, echanami, could be more chatayis for Rabbi Eliezer. Hakinami, in Baal of Hashan also, the bir yishan we're talking about the first bia, and don't worry about if there's more chatayis, we're not really counting up all the chatayis. Akapon, what did the Gemara just say now? The Gemara said, "Mafrish Moisa al Tzavchana." We had a kasha inish mesaberes bevirus. So I know we answered Balu v'shanu. Pray the Gemara kasha. Only Rav Rav Nachman. On top of the Olam Beis, Lama Dalam Beis. But Tama Abir Shani Ibra. We know that Yehuda went up to the guys as a Zayin and he saw a Zayna and he mistaken her for a Zayna. It was really Tamar, and they had one bia and she became pregnant with twins actually. So you see, the Bira Shaina Ibra, she became Ibra from Bira Shaina. I can ask me, what do you mean? She wasn't a Basula. She was already married twice. But we'll see in the Gemara a second that she was still a Basula. So the Kasha is, I have a Tama Bira Shaina Ibra. She became pregnant from her first Bia. On Malay, Tamar Ba'etzba Ma'acha. She stuck her finger in to herself first to break the Basulim, and therefore it was possible for her to become pregnant from the first Bia. If we actually find such an idea in Rashi, in Chumash, regarding the Benois Loit, they also became pregnant first Bia, and Rashi asks, I ain't Mesaberes Bia Shaina. So Rashi says, Ma'acha Be'etzba, Ba'akaponim, Don Rabbi Yitzchak, called Ma'acha Shabbos Rebbe, all the women of Beis Rebbe who were Ma'acha Be'etzba, Tamar Shema, you should call him Tamar, that was his nickname was Tamar, Lo Nikushma Tamar, Al Shem, because that's what Tamar did. So you see this idea that Tamar's Ma'acha Be'etzba. Now, what was so special about being Ma'acha Be'etzba, Beis Rebbe? Why were we doing this thing? So it's brought down. The reason is because they wanted the husband to go to learn right after they get married, and they wanted to get pregnant right away. They wanted to stay too long. Therefore, they're Ma'acha Be'etzba. They wanted to get pregnant right away, and they could send off the husband to learn for 8 months until the baby is born. They could learn undisturbed. So I think about that was the war hiding Tamar was a basula, and therefore we have a question that how is Miss Abri Yerushayna Vahava Erva Oinon? And they were married, she's married twice already to Aaron Oinon. And for the Gemara, Erev Oinan Shimshish Leikadarkan. Erev Oinan were Mishamish, not in the regular place where this be, and therefore she was still a Basula. In a case where the child of Sakana and the mother is nursing a baby for 24 months and the skid can get pregnant again, the halacha in this bryce is, which we don't pass like, is dosh mifnim v'zari v'chutz. They can have bia mifnim, but the zera should make sure to come out mivachutz, outside the body of the isha.
That's one of those Tamar's second husband there, right?
Right, that's more. That's a second. Let's see. Right, that's Rashi's and Chumash. Very good. Dosh of Zara b'chutz, divrei Rav Eliezer. So what's the kasha? That's what it says. No, 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 kasha yet. Right, says that Eliezer do that. Omalei. So they said to Rav Eliezer, halalu in el k'maisa ervayin. That's like the maisa ervayin. So the kasha is, so if maisa ervayin, you said ervayin did shleika darka, not dosh of Zara b'chutz. And here it sounds like it was dosh b'fim v'yuchutz. If you dosh b'fim v'yuchutz, she's not a basula anymore. We just finished saying that Tom was a basula because she was like an arka. Here, l'chayra, you see that it was dosh b'fim, so she's not a basula. And for the Gemara, when the Gemara says k'maisa ervayinon, means k'maisa ervayinon, v'loy k'maisa ervayinon. K'maisa ervayinon, the chsiv, it was like k'maisa ervayinon, where they were doing something, making sure that she wasn't going pregnant. The chsiv, hoye imba el eishes achiv, v'shichis arza. That they made sure to have a bee in a way they don't become pregnant. Like a ma'isa ervayinon. Dilo hasam shloi kedarka. V'alcha kedarka. That was shloi kedarka, and this was kedarka. Now, you see the Gemara is very intent on saying that ervayinon did it in a way shloi kedarka. And if we have a kasha on tama, why miss abra birashayna? We have to answer miyach ha'batzpah. Why don't we say simple? They taka did dosha prim zayar b'chutz. We have a good pshat on the price. Huh? And a good pshat on tama. Why are we so busy trying to go the other way? That's Marshal's kasha. Marshal answers, it must have been a Kabbalah. They knew that it was Shloi Kedarka over there, and therefore they're trying to fit it in. They had a Kabbalah Masaira from the Pesukim that it was Shloi Kedarka, and therefore they're trying to fit it in to the Bryce and then have to fit in with Tamar also. Great thing about Akasha, Bishlam, we know the Avera of Oinon, because the Pasuk says, Bishlam Oinon, Chsevve, Vashichis Arza. Ella, Menolan, how do we know what did wrong? Oinon did wrong was he was Dosh B'fim Zarev Chutz, or Lefid way Agamar learns it was Bia Shloi Kedarka. Rashi on Chumash Gragas says Dosh B'fim Zarev Chutz, because that's a pashas of Pasuk. But Agamar says it was Bia Shloi Kedarka. But how do you know what Eret did wrong? Amram Nachma Yitzchak says in the Pasuk, Yom is Gam Oisai. It says Gam Oisai, Afu Ba'isa Misa Meis. He also died the same Misa, the same Avera. Now, Bishlam Oinon, we understand why he was doing the Avera. Never understand what Dosh B'fim was doing Avera, but we understand what his Cheshbon was. Bishlam Loi. He didn't want to have children because he said, even if he has children, to be Er's children, not my children, because I'm really doing evil on his wife, basically. Ella Er, but the first husband, my time of Avadach, why do you do that? And for the Gemara, he did not want that she should lose her beauty by becoming pregnant, and therefore he didn't want her to become pregnant, which is a terrible Avera. Er had a terrible, terrible Avera. And according to Agamara, it's a Bish like Gedarka, and according to the Rashi and Chumash is Dosh B'fim Zarev Chutz. Akapor Mesa comes out here. I just want to speak out one kash from the Rashi. Rashi asks that if you're not Misara Bira Shaina, what's shouting and says Yaakov Avinu, Rashi's Oini. His first carry was from his beer with Leah. And they had Ruven from that. Lechaira, Misara Bira Shaina. That's the Rashi's kasha. So Rashi, I am Rashi, what his teretz is. Akapor another discussion here is,
it doesn't answer the question though, because if we said that the first Bia doesn't get her pregnant,
right,
then why were they both afraid to do Bia the first time?
Who?
And then go Shloi Kedarka.
Who? Oh, them? Because it's a good question. Why were afraid? Because Terry says there is a small chance. Excellent question. Who just says there's a small chance that it's possible to happen the first time? There's a small chance. So you see how crazy he was. This chance, because even for a small chance, he didn't want to do that. And Ayin Taisus also has a discussion of Bia Shloi Kedarka for someone that's married. The Maisa pastures is usher if someone's married, Bia Shloi Kedarka. And Taisus has a discussion on it. There's a B'Seisif over here. Ayin Shom, it's not for now. Zog Tumar Avaita, Tana Rabbanon, a Pasuk in Parashas Mitzayra. It says a Pasuk in Parashas Mitzayra, V'ish ash yishkev ish oisoh shikhfas zera, V'rochus v'mayim tamad orav. We know that a person who has beer with his wife, he is Tomei about Keri. He has to go to the mikvah before he wants to go into the base of Mikdash. He has to go to the mikvah. He's Tomei. What about the wife? Is the wife Tomei or not? So technically, Shikma Zara inside a person's body is not Metame, it's Tumas Beis Hastarim. But it says in the Pasuk that she becomes Tomei. Zog Rashi and Chumash. It's Xeris HaKosuv that Isha becomes Tomei from beer because that's Xeris HaKosuv becomes Tomei, even though Tumas Beis Hastarim is not Tomei. But it says in the pasuk, "Ish oisa shichpa zera." It's a miyat over here. Torah Rabbanon, oisa prat lekala. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a kala, since it came from his abba from birushayna, she doesn't become tamei. I'm saying a reason already. We're not sure what the reason is yet. First, the Rabbi Yehuda says pshat, says that pshat in the miyat prat lekala. Kala does not become tamei from the first bia. The chomayrim prat leshleikadarka. A bia shleikadarka, you don't become tamei from. Omale, because it has to be shichpa zera, it has to be something that ready to have a child. Omale hoim berei the Rav Nachman, hoim is the name of a name.
There's still a small chance according to Rabbi Yehuda that it should be.
Right, but it's not enough of a chance. It's not called the no bishlag darak barway is not possible. Only by dashvim zera v'chutz is it possible? Maybe the only bir shayin is possible. Only bir shayin is possible. No, let's learn the gemara. You have a kasha on Rav Yehuda asking. Yeah, it's a good kasha. Yeah, you have to say that that's not the normal way still. But let's see the gemara first. Omalei hoyim berei the Rav Nachman leim b'kasav Rav Yehuda ha'tayra chasa atachshite kala. Maybe Shem Rav Yehuda why he says that the kala's first bir doesn't have to go to mikvah is because the reason is because we're worried that she just got dressed up all her makeup and now she has to go to the mikvah. She'd have to take off her makeup for chatzitza, or the reason is to get ruined in the water, like Rashi says, to get ruined, because the chatzitza, we're not worried about the rice, because it was rice, not a chatzitza. But the reason is, maybe the Torah is chasa, that you shouldn't ruin the makeup in the water. That's why, maybe that's pshat, the rice taking the Gemara's having like that. Amalei, no, it's not the pshat. The pshat is what it is, because Aisha misaber is bir shayna. Aisha is not misaber from the first bia. Usually not misaber from the first bia, and therefore we might. I hear your kasha, nothing, but the Torah says because roiv times you're not misaber, so it's not called the shichva zera. So my kamitzli, what's the machlekes? So bonan sabri shichva zera is prat lahara. That's prat to a bia without zera zara. It means a tchilas bia or a bia without zera. That is no din of tuma. Or saw is prat shleikadarka. That's coming lafuke shleikadarka, which is shleivim kaimai. That shleivim kaimai. That's also no iser. That won't become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda saw that shloike dark varom shichva zera nafka. Both are the same positive shichva zera because both not roi lahilid. Oisa is prat lekala. So the machlekes says, do you have an extra oisa lafuke akala? And the machlekes are Yehuda and Chachamim. If akala has to be tayvel on the first tefillah, on the from the first bia. Obviously, it's only the geya. These days, this is not the geya. This the noshim are not noyig on tuma of shichva zera. It's only in the game of Bezana Mikdash. There are some men who are makbar on tuma shichva zera. That's out tefilas Ezra. So the Gemara vayter. Ki also Rav Nar Rav Yechonon. Kol sheshah asach habayla eser shanim. Anyone who got married and then got divorced or lost a husband and they gave up on getting married for 10 years, shuv eini aledes. They're not going to have children anymore. It's a scientific thing. They're not going to have children anymore. They give up on having children. Or Rav Nachman, lo yishonu l'shein da'at l'nasi. That's only if she has no plans of getting married. Our da'at l'nasi, if they have plans of getting married, misaberes. Then it is possible to come with beres. Depends if you have plans of getting married. Omle Rav bas Rav Chista. Now, the daughter of Rav Chista had two husbands, Rami Bachama and Rava. And it's actually a story that says a story one time when Rav Chista's daughter was a little child sitting on Rav Chista's lap. He had told him the Rami Bachama and Rava. And Rav Chista asked, like for a joke, asked his daughter, which one do you want to marry, Rava or Rami Bachama? So she said both. And it turned out, she married both of them. So Rava was the second husband. Rami Bachama was Nifta, Rava was the new husband. Amalei Rava lebas Rav Chista, to his wife. Kamarani Rabbanon Abbas Reich, the Rabbanon are saying things behind your back. Why? Because she waited 10 years for Rava, because Rava was married at that time. She waited 10 years for Rava, and she still had a child with Rava. She waited for 10 years. You're not going to have children anymore. So it must have been she's Mizana in between. That's what they were saying. Amarlei, she answered Rava, no daitoy Allah, chavoy. I had my eyes on you all those years. So therefore, I had das to marry. You could have said she had das to marry Stam, and that would have helped. So the Mefarshim again speak out on this, that people always read a Shaduchim. She always said, I'm not interested, because she's waiting for Rava. So people thought she didn't want to get married. She said, no. She told Rava, I was waiting for you. That's why I said I don't want to get married. Ahid Asa Kamei Rav Yosef. Omer Loi, Rebbe, Ano Shisi Acha Bali Yeshe Shana V'Yilati. Said, I waited 10 years for my husband, and I gave birth. So you see, what the Chazal say is not true. Omer Le Biti, Al Taiti Laza De Rechamim. Don't make the Maitis Laza De Rechamim. There's got to be something here. And she said, you know what, you're right. Amr loy l'nochri v'malti. Ataco was nevelos to anochri in between one time. And you're right, Chazal's words are 100% correct.